paper to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam nisiyaya, thikum kuinamsep, hydra siyam nisiyam nisiyaya, anthas yakhuya,
talitin, homasqueam astayo. North by Northeast, Toronto's festival destination for emerging musicians and major label headliners. Where else can you see and discover over hundreds of bands? NXNE, featuring Action Bronson, The New Pornographers, Best Coast, and many more.
June 17th through the 21st, one of the most anticipated events of the summer takes over Toronto.
This is one event you won't want to skip.
I work in the music department.
Hi, my name is Natalie, the new media coordinator.
Hey, it's Rohit Joseph, sponsorship coordinator.
Hi, this is Yusi, and I'm the outreach coordinator.
This is Brenda, host of Peanut Butter and Jams on Thursdays.
Nasher, the ad coordinator at CITR.
My name is Robin Ellum, I'm the program manager.
Hi, I'm Eric Coates, the student music executive.
This is Costa, the news director.
Hey, it's John, the production coordinator.
Hey, this is Josh, I'm the digital submissions coordinator.
I'm Nellie, host of The Cat's Pajams.
This is Matt Granlin from Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show.
My name is Hugo, I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, I'm Jane, I'm the volunteer coordinator.
Hey, it's Sarah Corden-Lee from the CITR Music Department.
This is Eleanor Waring, president of CITR Student Executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge and thank everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised over $38,000. For this incredible generosity, we would like to say thank you.
Thanks, you. Thank you for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you very much for your support. We love you guys. Take it easy.
Thank you so much for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you. Your donation makes such a huge difference.
Thank you so much for all your donations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you all so much for your support.
Thank you very much to everybody that donated for Fun Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for supporting this year's Fun Drive.
Thanks, guys, for volunteering and donating.
Thank you so much for donating to CITR's Fun Drive this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
She like that even.
Good afternoon. You are listening now to Femme Concept here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor.
My name is Erica.
And we are joined today by some incredibly special guests. Would you please introduce yourselves?
My name is Soledad. And I have a project called Genero. And I think we're going to talk more about it in the next few minutes.
We should, definitely.
My name is Francesca Belcourt, and I am going to be releasing a project on Genero in the upcoming time of life.
Mm-hmm. So what the track that we just opened the show with was actually never-before-heard track that you made.
Yeah, that was the first time that song has ever entered the public sphere. It's an unreleased track that'll be on the next, on my album. It's called Zongs, the album, and yeah.
Yep.
It's very, very exciting. Stoked to have it play here first. Really looking forward to hearing the rest of that. So here on Femme Concept, every week we play female content, or what is known as FemCon. And Erica, do you want to give people a little explanation of what that is?
Sure, I would love to. FemCon, two of four categories have to be fulfilled in order for something to be deemed FemCon. So the music has to be produced by a female, a woman performs in the band, a female writes the lyrics, or a female composes. Did I repeat myself?
No, that's
okay.
Right.
And these are female identified people, so not exclusive to just women. And that is what we play 100%.
We have felt that a lot of stuff in the music industry doesn't have a lot of balance between music that is made by women and men, so that is how we try to combat it. And so we invited Soledad on the show today to talk about her project, which relates in some ways to what we do here. So do you want to tell, give a little bit of background about your project Genero?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it?
Well, it's a Spanish word. It comes from género. And I feel like just introducing that translation gives a little bit of context to the whole project. So género in Spanish, it means to generate. Yo genero. It means textile. I don't know. And then it means genre and gender at the same time. So I thought it was a word that really fits with everything that we're doing. And I really like that people pronounce it however, like general, because then it becomes its own word mm-hmm. in English and Spanish. Like there's no such word in either language. It's an audio project which facilitates conversation within women and communities. It's based on the works of female producers. mostly in the electronic music realm, but it doesn't stop or start there. And yeah, we're focused on not only releasing albums, but also having showcases of people that may not be releasing, but just to start conversations between us.
Totally.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. And it's been going for about, is it a year now?
Yeah, it's a year. We're going to be a year old June 8th, I think.
Wow. Well, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's really awesome. Any plans for the one-year anniversary?
I think so.
Cool.
Yes.
Cool. Well, stay tuned for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please. Sweet. Mm-hmm. Cool. So on the show coming up, we're going to play some of the other artists that have put out stuff on the label over the past year. And like you said, a lot of those are from Vancouver, I think, right?
Yes, most of them.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm wondering, did you know some of the people that you've put stuff out for before you embarked on doing this project? Was it collaborative in that sense, or was it something that you wanted to start and then you kind of came to them?
I knew most of the girls working on the project. The first one was Stefana. I had played with Stefana before, and I knew her. It's just really easy to know the females around in our community just because there's not a lot. And I also knew Sophie, who's D. Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another, I hear you have a project, here it is. And she gave me a full album ready to go out, which was really nice. And that was, all albums go differently. Francesca approached me online.
I sent you an email. Yeah. I didn't know you beforehand, so yeah. That would make me the first.
So that was really cool as well. And now we have developed a relationship and having these conversations, the same conversations that we had at the before starting the show, which are the kind of conversations that we want to be having and that I'm sure we're going to have right now.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So yeah, every album has a different process in which I'm more or less involved in. But I like that not only the people that are making the albums are female, but also have been trying to curate it so that the artists involved in the art, the J cards and all that are also of our community. Tess Raphael, Katrina Niebergal did the other one, and Sharona Franklin did another one, and then Maya Beaudry did the video for D. Tiffany.
So, cool. Mm-hmm. You were saying before, too, the website that you have was also made by...
Yeah, Sarah Wong. She is amazing, and that is something that I like don't have it all. I don't know how to make websites. And so having her by my side and just making her own decisions and like helping out in that way has been amazing. Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Well, I guess something else that we were talking about a little bit before that I find interesting. Erica and I have had some positive responses and some interesting responses to our hosting a show where we only play female content, and I'm wondering how you feel the responses to this project have been from people you know or from people that you don't know, or mm-hmm. kind of how it's been taken since you started a year ago.
Yeah, well, honestly, I've been having to learn that every response is a positive response, because I have learned so much of either them being in support or questioning the project. And as I was telling you, sometimes the one that questioned the project or that questioned me calling it a feminist label are the ones that are most generative. Mm-hmm. And I feel that a lot of times when either men or even women come up and they're like, why call it a feminist? There's just a whole thing about that word, which shouldn't totally. Be. Like, because I feel like to me it's very easy. I say that feminism shouldn't be a movement, shouldn't be taken as an ideology. It should be just
practice.
It just should be naturalized. It's the only thing that should be naturalized. It's mm-hmm. very crazy that we call it a movement or an ideology when it should be just like a natural state of being.
Totally.
But when I get questioned about it, I really, really like it, because or else I would just be floating around with my own thoughts, which I do a lot of. It's not nice. But yeah, so please, I am open to listening to everyone's, and that's what we want to do, open avenues, open conversations.
Mm-hmm.
No society moves along when it's stultified in silence.
Totally, totally, yeah. Well, you're definitely, I mean, I think we've had some good experiences where people have kind of asked about why we choose to play only FemCon, or if that, you know, if music is maybe being played then only because of who's making it rather than whether we like it. But I think we always are playing stuff because we think it's really good music. That's the first
mm-hmm.
quality, or the reason why we have it in there. We think that people are saying something important.
And yeah, you kind of, I read a conversation that you had with somebody talking about vitamin C metaphor.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little rundown of what that is?
Absolutely. And that was like a eureka moment. I had a really bad cold in Montreal, and my partner was like, no, you need to take like 200% vitamin C. And I was like, I'm going to overdose. And he was like, no, that's what you need, your vitamin C. And then that's when it hit me. And it's like, right now we're very we're sick from the not having women. So we need 200% or 600% or of female content. And especially what has been hard for me is that curation, is having a curatorial line, and where I fit within feminism and what my voice is within feminism. And I would say that general focus is on women producers, and that's what we are first. Like, everything comes after, but very, mm-hmm. very strong producers is what I would like the label to be putting out there.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, amongst a lot of the different types of music that there are and the different processes that go into releasing and making music, I feel like finding female producers is so far, and like there are so few of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool to see that when it's happening, so that's really fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, maybe we'll take another little audio break.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have anything else lined up?
We could listen to some D. Tiffany.
Cool.
I'm going to play a song that is my favorite song. It's the first song of the album. So, yeah, it's really good.
Cool. What's it called?
It's called Muddy.
Muddy. Sweet. Here on Femme Concept, CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello, you are listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. Today is Friday. We have two guests on the show today. Their names are...
Soledad.
And Francesca.
And they are part of the project called Gennaro, which is a ever-changing project, so I wouldn't want to say exactly what it is in particular. Francesca, you are on the label, Gennaro. Can you give us kind of a little rundown of your experience and how you got involved with Soledad and also the production of your own music?
Sure. So I've been producing my own music since I can remember. I started when I was in high school. I had a really great teacher who kind of gave me these Guerrilla Logic Pro lessons within the school. Like, I was technically in a class of his, but he created this secret little room downstairs in the basement of the school where he had me set up with Logic and would run from one class to my class, my personal little class, to show me how to use Logic. And I produced, like, an album in high school for one of my, like, final projects. It was, like, a folk album. And then when I moved to the city, the sounds I was interested changed a lot, and since, you know, for the past 3 years I've been working on kind of more electronic-y type music, but I am a singer and a songwriter, and so that's where I come from. And I'm also in a project called Moo, where I produce everything with Brittany Rand, and so I've been working on that in the past couple of years as well. But the upcoming release that I have with Soledad was just a bunch of casual songs that I had written and wrote and produced in between writing songs for Moo, and I just had this collection of weird little tunes that I didn't feel fit anywhere, and I was going to self-release the project, but then I felt like quite attached to them, like, the longer it went on. And I was like, you know, like, I feel like this needs to be a part of something. And then someone mentioned Gennaro to me, and I was like, oh my God, this is, like, what I've been waiting for so long, because I always felt like my music didn't really fit in the musical community here in Vancouver, and just my electronic sound mixed with, like, vocals, it just didn't seem to really settle anywhere. And I was like, finally, like... I can feel a part of a community, and a community that resonates me more than anything in the world, and that's like a feminine community.
Cool. That's awesome. And you had a bit of an experience in which you were maybe not fully credited, if I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. I feel this happens constantly. I see it coming from miles away whenever I make anything. Especially, like, women that produce, I feel like a lot of people just assume that women don't produce, and not necessarily that they can't, but, like, that they just don't. And I've experienced this with Moo and myself, and people just, like, being the face of your music, being a singer as well in music, people usually think that there's a team behind that or someone else behind that, oftentimes a man behind that. When in my case, I've always been making my own music, and I was very, like, uncomfortable with my skills as a producer for a long time, because I'm an amateur and I have no, like, professional or education. I've just been flailing, you know. And but in the past year, I feel like in some press recently, there was an instance where someone mentioned me in an article, and they said that my album was produced with the helping hand of a friend of mine, Patrick, who mixed and mastered my album, because I always get people to mix and master for me, because it's just great to have, like, another set of ears. And to get it sounding really tight, because it's just not my strongest point. But in that process, in the mixing and mastering process, I don't just hand off a song and be like, mix this for me. It's like an ongoing conversation. It's like up to, like, it's a lot of emailing in this case with Patrick. He's a good friend of mine, Patrick Holland, who produces under the moniker Project Pablo.
who released something recently, and we've been working together since for years and years since I moved to the city, since he was in school. I sung on one of his songs when he was going to Langara to learn how to produce. Just like did it in my bedroom.
Awesome.
With like a camera stand with a blanket wrapped around it, and I sung in there like, and that was like the beginning of our like musical friendship. And it's really heartbreaking when you work so hard to get something sounding like this project that I'm about to release on my own. This is the first time that I've released something that I feel like truly, truly proud of sonically. Mm-hmm. And it's really terrible when you like work so hard and to have someone say something like produced with the helping hand, like I need a helping hand, when I don't like that. Yeah. It's just really patronizing, and
yeah,
it's very frustrating, and it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can totally see how that would happen, and it's too bad that it can't be just acknowledged as like you going out into the community and trying to get like a second opinion or somebody who you know is particularly skilled at something that you're like sick. I wanted to get some help from you, and instead it's turned into this thing where they get the credit, and your whole role gets kind of erased, right?
Exactly.
And that's not fair for you. So and Soledad, in terms of that sort of, I guess, kind of confrontation, or I guess mix up of who's doing what, have you experienced that yourself with Gennaro? I guess with
absolutely, like it's almost impossible not to. Like I feel like it's a very systematic problem that it's so ingrained in language, in society, that it almost just like goes without seeing it until someone says, hey, like, no, that hurt. Like your use of language even is the one that is just continuing with the status quo, and that's a thing. It's just a normalization of and especially in electronic music, it's usually men who know how to use these machines.
Yeah.
And it's not true all the time, and that's a thing. Like, yes, we are being helped, and because we haven't had a platform before, or we have had very little exposure, and there isn't a lot of women producers, and that's why this language is being used. And so it is a community thing. And it is not just about, I as a woman, yes, I want all women to learn how to play, how to, like, you know what I mean? But also, there has been a stronger community of male producers doing that, that have already been through things that can help out. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's not patronizing to help.
Yeah.
We have all of my good friends involved in our community are mostly male, and like it's not patronizing to help. Like I always name Richard from 1080p because he helps us a lot. He sends out our tapes and we dub them in the same place. But also Tom Whalen has been mastering for D Tiffany and now Minimal Violence, and so that's the whole thing about a community. It's not just like a binary. It's not women, men. It's about a community. And that's the hardest part, to be to understand that feminism is not here to be a binary. It's not here to, it's here to create a stronger community.
Yeah. A stronger presence.
Yeah. And that makes just a stronger culture, a stronger community where everyone feels safe, mm-hmm. where everyone feels welcome, where we're better if you're just looking at it very in a puristic way, it would make better sounds coming out of
totally.
You know, better music coming out of
Yeah, yeah. It sounds really cheesy, but the quote that's coming to mind is like, it takes a village to raise a child, and the child being,
yeah,
in this case, Audible
absolutely,
projects, right?
Absolutely, so. Absolutely, absolutely. And like, that's the thing. Like, even if you're not just like there, like directly helping, like, I love when people come and are interested,
right,
and question me. And because I need, and we all need, to open up that conversation.
Totally.
And like sometimes men just don't know how to not, and that's what we were talking about previous to when this started, is that a lot of times, even me, I'm scared of the terms that I'm going to use because they're going to be used against me, or like, I'm gonna walk out of here and they're gonna be like, oh, you said this thing that was so hurtful. And that's why people are not talking, and that's why conversations are shut, and that's where I think academia is failing us, because it is pushing some people away that we need in order to make a stronger community. So yeah, I would just say, don't be scared of talking, producing, asking for help, questioning. Question. We don't want, like, I always use this quote, but it's helped me so much. It's from a Peter Tosh album called Equal Rights. And one of his songs, he says, I don't want peace, I want equal rights and justice. So, like, it's not enough with just not doing anything. You have to always be proactive, asking the hard questions, and just working through things and making... Mm-hmm. this community a stronger, better community.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's great. All right, so I think we should have a little bit of another sound break.
Yeah, for sure. Should we listen to some Minimal Violence, which is the release that's coming after Francesca, and then maybe come back to, or should we do Francesca? Do you want to... Okay.
We have time for both, so yep. we could do the Minimal.
Okay,
Violence.
Sweet. Yeah, because this is so in our projects, we have like coming up, we have Francesca, and then Minimal Violence. They're very, very amazing, and working with them has been really cool as well. Is actually Luke and Lita Paulik. They're an amazing couple. I have been so privileged to work with them. Like, I honestly feel like they have taught me a lot as well. They will be releasing with us as well. And this song is called Husbands, and it's from their upcoming release with Genero.
Awesome. So, all right. Yeah. Stay tuned in.
Thank you.
listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM on unceded Musqueam territory at UBC. My name is Erica.
I'm Eleanor.
We're the hosts of this show. And today we have two guests, and we'll just have them introduce themselves just one last time for all those that just tuned in right at this very second. Who are you?
I am Soledad Munoz.
And I'm Francesca Belcourt.
And these two ladies are part of a project called Genero. Mm-hmm. And so people that have been tuned in since 1 o'clock, if they're interested in accessing some tapes, hearing some tunes, mm-hmm. going to some shows, where can we direct these people?
We have a website. It's generosound.com. And that's where everything gets posted. We also have a Bandcamp. It's Bandcamp and then it's Generosound as well. Fortunately, all our tapes have been sold out.
That's right.
We're going to be re-releasing the Tiffany one, just a repress of tapes. So I'll keep you updated with that. We're just waiting for them to come in the mail. And yeah, Francesca's is coming up, and then Minimal Violence. So a busy summer mm-hmm. for us. But yeah, we have also a SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com, and General Sound attached to that. So if you want to continue listening, that's where you would go, and our Bandcamp as well, I cool. think.
General Sound, that is the phrase to remember.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So kind of dive back into the vision behind all of this and everything. I kind of wanted to point out the fact that how you speak about it, you often come from a place of speaking from a collective perspective, but you also acknowledge your emotional involvement. And mm-hmm. I think that can you speak a little bit more about that? And
yeah, absolutely. Well, I feel like the theory of us just not beings anymore, not being beings anymore, but being the being with, and that which we need to exist as a community, but also be a self. Mm-hmm. And the only way of deconstructing normalized notions of things and hegemonies or whatever is through subjectivity and the self. So I do have my voice and I do speak. And that's the thing about feminism. There's so mm-hmm. many. There's yeah. so many feminisms out there, and they shouldn't cancel each other. And so, yes, I have a voice and I have thoughts and I have feelings, and I come from a place. I come from, since I was born, it was kind of a like crazy situation where my parents were in exile, and I was born in Toronto, but then I went back to Chile for 14 years, and then also had to the lived experience of being the only woman skateboarding, the only woman doing photography direction then after that, because I went to film school, and so on. So this is my lived experience of not really ever being accepted as the norm anywhere. And so that's why I not only see the norm, like, oh, that's the norm, you know? but I also, and I do reject it. I believe we are subjects. And the thing about Genero, and I always say my vision of feminism is that we should all be different but equal, and that difference in equality and difference. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
and that's my understanding of feminism. But like, if you have another one, come and talk to me.
Totally. Keep creating those conversations and uh-huh. Asking why people are saying what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just find that coming from a place of being like, this hurts me. Mm-hmm. I think that as we had been speaking about kind of prior to this about academic jargon and these sorts of mm-hmm. areas and how it can become inaccessible, I think how you've said that you speak from yourself, there's no one that can tell you that you don't feel how you feel.
Exactly.
And therefore, You're the expert, right?
Exactly.
In yourself. And I think that that's a really awesome and profound kind of portion of Gennaro. So it's really cool to see it.
Totally, I could totally resonate with that kind of like talking about people being afraid, you know, because it's like easy to just sit back and like not identify your feelings and like just not even know what they are for years and years. I've known this feeling inside, but like not ever addressed it and like not know how to address it, you know, like I felt this way about my music, for instance, forever, but like I've never ever addressed it really until recently, you know, and it's like so liberating in a way, but at the same time it's like shit. I don't know, yeah,
it's like a whole new world,
my world is it's exploding, and it's just I'm so grateful for this in that way because it's like really helped me kind of like think about myself, and because it's easy to just like not like to do things and just do it because you're doing it, but then to think about what you're doing and get behind something as well is like really, really nice, you know, and like especially with like when you're making art, I always felt like, oh, you know, like I could do, if I'm going to be putting myself out there in the world, like I could be doing it for a reason and I could be doing it to like make things better or like change the world or like whatever, you know, you can have like, it's a really amazing platform and it's like, duh, like why didn't, like this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
That's so cool to hear.
The more you know, it's pretty great. Your life gets a little bit more complicated, but that much more interesting and rich.
Exactly. Yeah,
ultimately. So that's pretty cool. The like academic, like feminism. Like I don't even know what's going on. But like, and that's like a continually changing project too. I mean, not to parallel it entirely with Gennaro, but in terms of like that academic stream is just in constant flux because of this adding of self and the role of the collective and the role of the self and the collective and all that sort of thing. And so, I mean,
and that in itself is a binary. Like, it's so crazy that it's like, oh, the feminism of this and the feminism of that. And they can't, it's like, can't we just like all like kind of do something together,
know? And as you had said, it's about equality, it's about vitamin C, it's about all those sorts of things that may be lacking that need a little bit more of in the world. Cool. Awesome. All right, well, that is kind of it for our show today. We have Radio Zero coming up at 2 till 3:30, and then at 3:30 we have Nardwar, the Human Serviette. And at 5 p.m., we have the news. So tune in for those three shows. We're going to end this on a song. And which song are we going to end on, ladies?
Do you end on this one?
Yeah.
I feel like that really embodies.
I love this song.
Before we get to it, I just want to say thank you so much for coming out to be on the show. We love having people on, and it's just so cool. So thank you.
Thank you for having this show. Like, awesome. Thank you for making this show. Thank you.
Cool. Sweet.
This is amazing.
All the thank yous.
Yes. This is from the upcoming Francesca's album on Gennaro. It's called
Bloody.
It's so good.
Cool. And thanks.
Low, low, lonely, I have been. and Treasons Radio. This is